words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer.
Amen.
Our sermon comes again from the archive of the Most Reverend John T. Cahoon, Jr. It comes from 19 years ago on Trinity 3. Our lessons this morning give us two very different pictures of God. In the Epistle, St. Peter tells us that God is mighty and even stronger than a lion. Then in the Gospel, Jesus tells us that God is the sort of person who, rather tenderly, goes about looking for lost things. St. Peter is trying to encourage Christians to be humble, though he knows that's not everybody's favorite virtue. He tries to sell humility on a pragmatic and practical basis. God can't do too much for proud people, but he helps the humble people. That is not just because humility is intrinsically more becoming than pride. The very character of pride makes it impossible for a proud person to look for help from any source, let alone from God. St. Peter tells us to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and then, when the time is right, God will raise us up far beyond the extremes of our own pride. St. Peter describes the devil as a lion who is wandering around looking for people to eat up. I've often made it a point that dogs are very negative figures in the Bible, whereas Jesus himself is a cat, the lion of the tribe of Judah. So, on the basis of what St. Peter says, I cannot claim that cats are uniformly positive in the New Testament. Your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh and seeking whom he may devour. If we are faithful to God, and if we discipline ourselves to rely upon God's help, then we will be able to resist the devil when he tries to draw us away from God and what God wants us to do. Even if we have to suffer for a while, God will work it out for us in the end, and we will be stable and settled, something to be looked forward to. The Gospel gives us two parables which come just before the parable of the prodigal son, which we will hear about later on this summer. All three parables share a common theme of loss and recovery. Jesus tells the three parables to the self-righteous Pharisees. They see that Jesus is having dinner with tax collectors and other low-life types, and they murmur against him. They whisper, "This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them." Jesus offers the parable as a way of explaining why he chooses to dine with companions that he does. His overall point is that he has come to earth not to congratulate people who think that they are righteous, but to look for people who know that they are not righteous and who may be willing to make a change. He won't find such people among the Pharisees who are sure that they are just fine. He's far more likely to find them among the public disgraces. The first parable is about a shepherd. Jesus doesn't try to tell the parable as just a story. Instead, he puts it in the form of a question to the Pharisees. So instead of, "There once was a shepherd," Jesus says, "If any of you were a shepherd, would you act this way?" That technique sticks the knife in a bit more deeply, of course. The idea is, if one were a shepherd, tending 100 sheep, and one of them got lost, wouldn't one let the 99 sit while he went off and looked for the lost one? And then wouldn't he bring the lost one back across his shoulders with great joy? And then wouldn't he call upon his friends and say, "Let's be happy and celebrate. I found my lost sheep." Then Jesus says that any woman who owned 10 silver coins and mislaid one of them would light her candle and sweep the house diligently until she found it. And then, just like the shepherd with his lost sheep, she would call all her friends together and celebrate the recovery of what had been lost. To tie both of these parables together, Jesus concludes, "Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth." If people get that happy over finding a lost sheep or a lost coin, how much happier will God and the angels be when they find a lost soul? Taken together, the two lessons raise an issue which is near to the heart of what the New Testament is all about. We can imagine that Christianity is about showing off how virtuous we are and being very proud of our own spiritual accomplishments. On the other hand, we can remind ourselves that God has come to the earth to look for each one of us. And he looks for us not because we are good, but despite the fact that we are not good. If we will admit that we are not good, he will take us to himself and love us and be delighted in that he has found us at last. The Pharisees thought that God was mainly a rule maker and a rule enforcer. If you deviated from the rules, you were in big trouble. Jesus was trying to get them to have a bigger and deeper vision of God. He wanted them to know that God is not somebody who just makes up arbitrary rules and then crushes you when you cannot follow them. God is the sort of person who wants to save everyone and who will go looking for them until he can find them and bring them home. When we dine with Jesus at the altar, the question he asks before we come to his table is not, are you good enough? But instead, do you truly and earnestly repent of your sins? There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repents. Now unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost be ascribed as the most justly due, all might, power, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever. Amen.